like show business. I'm John DeSando.
Yo, and I'm Kevin Carr.
Kevin, we're talking about patty cakes.
Yes.
A female 8 Mile.
I think that's a very fair way of saying it, yes. Patty cakes covers a lot of familiar territory. We've seen it before. Somebody going up against the hard, cold record industry.
There's sentimentality about it.
Yeah.
Some cliched elements. If you think about Rocky and then put it into rap, you've got that, you know, here's a working girl, Northern Jersey.
Yeah.
Nothing glamorous about this. And she's having a rough time at home. Her weight is the least of her problems.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one that everybody goes directly to. But, I mean, the fact that she's a white girl, and there's some people in the rap industry that don't appreciate that. And they talk about culture appropriation and stuff like that. But she's getting hit from all sides.
Oh, my.
Personal life, professional life, you know, even just what she does. She's her grandmother, who's played by Kathy Moriarty.
Yeah.
Who I thought was fantastic.
Yes. Not enough of her in that. Yes. That's great. Our lead, played by Danielle McDonald, Patty. She's from Australia.
Oh, is she?
Yes. So here she plays a Jersey girl. She's not a rapper.
Really?
Yeah. There are several shout-outs to her about being called Dumbo. Her last name is Dombrowski.
Okay.
She has to face some things about her weight, and she's also called White Precious.
That's all very surface. The stuff that's on the inside is about her trying to figure out a way to express herself. They do a good job, almost too subtle about it, about her having to go through the hardships to change herself to become successful. And there's a line that Leslie Jones, I think, did on Saturday Night Live, where she talked about how Oprah got fired so many times. And then somebody said, well, they should have hired her. And she's like, no, because if she hadn't been fired, she would have never become Oprah.
Perhaps we don't even see enough of her struggle. I don't know if
her artistic struggle.
Yes, her artistic struggle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We see a lot of her struggle in family and everything else. Almost too heavy-handed, in a way.
Oh, I think so. I agree. Now, Bridget Everett, as her mom, is a piece of work.
She is a train wreck in herself. That just lays it on so thick.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin, yes.
That was my biggest problem with the movie, is they lay so many things on thick. The other issue I had with it, they mention at one point, they say she's 23.
Yeah.
And her mom was a failed singer herself.
Right.
And she, at one point, she complains that, basically, I got pregnant, so now I had to quit being a singer. And I started doing the math, and I'm like, you were making kind of like a hairband album on vinyl in, like 1994? Nobody was doing that then. It felt like this script was written 10 years ago.
Do you think an audience is going to warm up to this? Do you think this is going to do something for Danielle and the producers?
I think it's going to have a certain popularity.
Yeah.
I think it's got some hurdles just kind of built in, because while it is about rap, it's not really about rap.
Being a language guy, I listened for some of the lyrics. And, you know, while I come to classical music, I come to folk music. But
fair share of busting a rhyme now and then. I've seen
it. I know, right? So I am interested. And when I am able, in those few moments in the film, to hear the language, it's very current, very much a part of the life of New Jersey and the working class and so on. I really found it affecting when I could hear it. But as you said, there's so little of the rap. You're not going to learn as much as you might, as a guy like me, would like to learn about rap.
I think part of the purpose of this movie is to sort of break down those cultural barriers. You got a big, heavy white girl doing rap. You know, she's not doing what you normally would expect her to do.
Yes.
And her hype man is a tall, skinny Indian guy.
It's quite an assembly. And the other strange guy.
The guy they get to do basically the music in the background is this anarchist antichrist, which is not the same thing, even though I think he thinks it's the same thing.
Kevin, at one moment, he tells her that his name is Bob.
I thought he was a great character.
He was good.
Because he was so understated.
He was. Kevin Carr, the movie is Patty Cakes. What grade would you award it?
You know, I'm going to give it a B-.
And I'm going to give it a B because I felt good about seeing it, even knowing that most of it was really about just a tough struggle for a working class kid.
Yep.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.